Hey there, lovely lady. Welcome to 500 Seconds to Joy, the go-to podcast for moms who love Jesus and want to live an intentional life overflowing with joy. I'm your host, Stephanie, and here on the podcast, we're all about Jesus, joy, presence, simplicity, practical tips, prayer, focusing on what matters, reading our Bibles, and cultivating a peaceful family life. How does that sound, mama friend? Good? Then let's get started. Hi friends, Stephanie here with 500 Seconds to Joy. I have a really fun chat for you all. This is Bethany and Corey from the Millennial Mission Podcast, and yours truly, Stephanie, from 500 Seconds to Joy. We are talking about this really important question: is social media a good use of our time? And we're diving into phone use in general, some tips that Bethany and Corey and I would love to share with you and just offer. We're all in this journey together, trying to figure out how to be parents in this age where the phone is such a distraction and we can spend so much time on our phone, on social media. Is social media a good use of our time? I think this question is so important because using our time well is so crucial in being close to God and living for Him and teaching our children and just the community at large how to do this. It's so important, such an important topic. And you probably have heard of Bethany and Corey from the Millennial Mission before. They are this awesome couple who also have three kids just like me, and our third babies were born right around the same time. And they're just such a lovely, like-minded individuals who really want to be intentional about their time and live for God and, you know, just further His kingdom. That's why they podcast too. So definitely check out their podcast, the Millennial Mission Podcast. And let's get into today's topic and just keep an open mind. Let God talk to you through this question: is social media a good use of time? I pray that this episode blesses you and encourages you and inspires you. Without further ado, let's get into this really fun chat.
Hey, everyone. So I'm really excited today. If you're listening to the Millennial Mission Podcast, you recognize my voice. But if not, this is Bethany Adkins, and you're probably listening to the 500 Seconds to Joy Podcast. And I am here with my husband, Corey, with the amazing Stephanie Clarice. And we are all hanging out with our coffees, and we're going to do a really fun conversation today. So this episode will be out on both of our podcasts. And we're going to be talking about social media and how God's asking us to show up in the world. And it's going to be super casual. So,
yes, I love it. Yep. I got my iced coffee right here.
I'm really excited about it. I didn't get the coffee memo, so I'm drinking water.
I got myself Starbucks, okay, but I guess I'm a bad wife for not.
Maybe you can share a sip with him or something.
I could do that. So Stephanie, why don't you start us off and we'll talk. We had a really good phone conversation a few weeks ago, and out of that kind of spiraled this idea for this conversation, because it was something that should be shared with people.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, I think we just connect on the fact that we want to show up well in the world. Like, I know we all do. And then we're not sure, does that mean we show up on social media? And so I feel like both of us are, like, all three of us are pretty clear with, okay, we like showing up on the podcast. We like writing or showing up, you know, in a newsletter. Like, those things don't feel like there's that tension there necessarily. But the social media piece, there's that tension of, wait a minute, should I be here? Is this a good use of my time? And so for me, I stepped away in February, and it's now the beginning of October. So it's been some months, and I just told myself it's for a maternity leave, you know, so that I can just focus on having this baby and being really present and not posting about everything. Because I noticed with the other two, I was totally just posting all the time and then, you know, not looking into their eyes, right? Which felt so silly. I was living it through my phone almost. Mm-hmm. So really happy I didn't have social media. And then I thought, oh, I'll probably go back, you know, just so that I can let people know about the podcast, because I felt like I want to spread God's light. I want to further His kingdom. And I feel like this is how He's asking me to do it. But then I just felt so peaceful being off social media. And I just felt like, hey, I'm just going to show up on the podcast and newsletter and not show up on social media and see how that feels. And a lot of it stemmed from just feeling like I put all these boundaries in place and they never worked. Like I could never achieve that balance that I wanted. So me being kind of an all or nothing sort of person, I thought I'm just going to take it completely away. And I think it's been awesome. So I know
nobody died,
right? I'm still here. People still listen to my podcast. People still read my newsletter. Yeah, everything's fine. I know you all did a similar kind of detox situation. So maybe chat about that a little bit and how, like, what kind of came out of that for you guys.
Yeah. And I just want to say for the everyday listener out there, you don't have to have a podcast to relate to this conversation. You don't have to be a social media influencer to relate to this conversation. This is for the, that's who we are. We are everyday average people.
Oh yeah, totally.
And other than like the hour a week that we're recording and then maybe the few hours that we prep, other than that, we're normal people. And so this is for you guys just as much as it's for us. But yes. Again, we had a baby right around the same time as you. Both of us had our third babies. And I just felt shortly after super overwhelmed, same thing, very distracted, almost like anxious. And I'm not like, not really an anxious person. And so I don't know. There were a lot of takeaways. One being that I felt that we as humans need idle moments in our days. We need moments of quiet, moments to pray and to just reflect. And I often think social media takes that away from us because as soon as we have those moments, we pick up our phone and start scrolling and consume other people's lives, which I quickly realized was what I was doing. And it felt really unhealthy. So there was a lot more I wanted to say, but I kind of spaced out. Do you have anything you want to add, Corey?
Yeah, I think... I don't know. The social media thing wasn't as big of a thing to give up for me, just to be honest. I think with having the podcast, the original thing with creating our Instagram page was just to let people know that we had the podcast and podcast was out there and we really enjoyed that. I think one of the things we discovered is that the putting things out on Instagram or Facebook didn't really translate fully over to people finding and discovering the podcast. Our numbers on the podcast didn't drop. They actually continued to grow even when we were off social media. And I think Beth felt more of that pressure to be on there because it's more of what she does. But I did notice that the only time I get on social media is I was scrolling, right? Mm-hmm. I wasn't posting. I don't post hardly at all. Like I think I went to my personal Instagram page, I haven't posted anything since like February. And I actually don't even show up that much on our own, the podcast Instagram page, but I was scrolling and I realized that by going off of, social media that I could get some of that time back, whether it was to be more intentional with our kids, or to actually pick up a book that might actually give me some benefit rather than reading somebody's Facebook post or Instagram post.
Yeah.
So it gave me some more personal time back for personal growth or connecting with people in person, the people that are around me the most. And rather than just sitting on the couch or whatever, scrolling and letting the kids run off, actually going out and doing something with them.
Yeah. I want to add
connection. I was going to say that word connection. I think that's what most people are seeking for when they're on there scrolling, actually.
I agree completely. Right. I want to add one more thing, which I think you're going to have stuff to say about this, Stephanie. But I think the biggest question for me, because with social media, everybody has social media. Every person pretty much has it. And we tie those numbers to our worth. Even the normal person, we post a picture and if we're not getting likes, then we feel bad about ourselves. So I think the big question as a podcaster and just as a person in general that we should be asking ourselves is, one, what is social media taking away from my real life? And then for me in that kind of social media sabbatical, it was, do I have to have a social media presence in order to make an impact? And I would say that answer for me is a resounding no, because quickly I realized that those moments that I was filling with social media. When that got taken away, I was doing things in real life to make an impact. I was calling a friend. I was looking my kids in the eye, just like you said. And so I'm wondering what you have to say about that, because I could go on and on about it. And this is kind of where our conversation went the other day.
Yes. Oh, yes. So many things to say about that. I mean, I think the first thing is just that, you know, we're making an impact in our homes with our children and our husbands, right? Like our spouses. I mean, that is really where it starts. And the whole foundation of society is the family. So I feel like that's why there's so many attacks on the family. And I feel like social media can be one of those things. I mean, it can be a temptation. It can be a pull. It could be something that draws family apart in very like sort of insidious ways where it doesn't seem like a big deal. It seems like you're just relaxing for a minute and then 30 minutes goes by and you didn't look your spouse in the eye. Now, I'm not saying that we should feel guilty about having moments of checking out and just like chilling. Like I'm all about that. I love watching a Netflix show, you know, like I'm really into Friday Night Lights right now, which I know I'm kind of late to the game. It's sort of an old show, but anyway, I feel like, okay, we need some time, whatever that is, having a cup of tea. I think there are healthier ways to, quote, check out and relax and chill than scroll on social media. So I think for me, I've just realized like I can totally make an impact and really, you know, change my kids' lives, change their day, change their lives in terms of teaching them virtues, teaching them how to follow God. Like these are really big things. It's a big deal. So just because I don't have a book that I've published or I don't have a million downloads on the podcast or something, that doesn't mean I'm not making an impact. It's just a different impact than, you know, what's visible to the world on social media. So there's so much that goes on behind the scenes. Like you said, we're everyday moms and I know you all homeschool. I'm homeschooling. Like there's so much of the hidden life. Yeah. And I like to reflect on Mother Mary a lot and think about how she literally was living with God, like Jesus, and she's raising him. Like there, it's not recorded in the Gospels, like his young life, right? It skips from, you know, from his birth.
30 years.
You know, yeah. And then like here he is starting his ministry. Here's his first miracle when he's an adult. So I don't know. I just think about that a lot and just how us moms, a lot of what we do and dads too, like there's so much that's hidden and it doesn't mean the impact isn't being made. And just because we're not posting about it doesn't mean it's any less important. So I think that's what I've been learning a lot of. Like some things are just for me and my family. Some things are just between me and God. Like I don't need to share it. I don't need to make a podcast episode about it. Like sometimes God's just trying to work on my heart and make me into, you know, the woman he's wanting me to be. And so, yeah, I think the impact thing, we just have to be careful. I think especially as creators, but just as moms in general, just being really careful, just all parents, just remembering like these are precious moments and these kiddos that we have, like we can make huge impact on them. It doesn't matter if the world sees it or not. And it doesn't matter if like your post gets 10,000 likes or however many you have in your mind. Like, I don't know. It's just, it really matters like that you're raising these little saints. I think about that a lot. And that really is the goal is heaven. So then everything I do, I'm like, okay, that's the heaven filter. Like, okay, does this matter in terms of eternity? And I know it makes it sound kind of intense, like, okay, Stephanie, it's just Instagram, chill out. Like, why are you making it this big thing? But it matters because how we spend our time each day,
that's exactly what I
was determine where we go after we die. Cause that's just, you know, a reality of life. We're all going to go somewhere and I want to be with Jesus one day. So,
yeah.
So the little decisions we make each day, they do add up and they do matter. So yeah, I just want to say the impact, I think check yourself. Just be like, okay, well, how do I want to spend my day? How do I want to spend my time? And And is it enough to impact our families? I think that's a good question. Like, is that enough? If I never published a book, if I never recorded another podcast episode, would it be enough to know that I'm leading my husband and children to heaven? Yeah. Would that be enough?
I love that. I think that's such an important message. And it really is for everybody, even if you don't have a family. But how we, just like you said, how we spend our days is how we spend our lives. And it's truly at the end of the day about connecting and how are we leaving a legacy. And I know that there's social media is not all bad. There are awesome accounts. There are people absolutely making a difference. I never would have met you if it weren't for social media.
Exactly. Yep.
However, you know, real life is still more important. And so just like you said, I do think checking yourself is the bottom line. And for me, I was fooled because I was like, oh, I don't have a problem with social media. But when I took it away and I realized how much richer my life got, that's when I realized it. And so I would challenge you guys out there, if you're feeling restless, anxious, just not, something's not sitting right, I would say social media should be one of the first things to go, because it's not, you don't need it. It's not like you're cutting out, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm kind of a numbers person. So I remember when we were doing we did a podcast kind of talking about our sabbatical. These numbers kind of blew me away. And I can't remember if it was 2020 or 2019, but the statistics were that the average American spends, it was just under 2.5 hours a day on social media. The average, wow. I think it was 16 to 24 year olds was 3 hours a day on social media. And they estimated that at that rate, the average person would spend just shy of 7 years of their lifetime on social media.
Wow.
So first of all, that blew me away. And I almost took that as a threat. Like, I'm threatening myself. I need to take some of my time back to do more intentional, purposeful things that God wants me to do. Like I said earlier, whether it's spending time with my kids, spending time with Beth, reading a book instead, reading my Bible instead. Can you cut that time in half? If you're spending 2.5 hours, can you cut it in half? I mean, you're still going to get on social media. But then the other thing is, what does your relationship look like? Like, what does my relationship with social media look like? If my phone goes off, if I have my notifications on, do I like get an itch to go check my Instagram notification? Do I get an itch in those dull moments if we're not talking or having a conversation to go check Instagram or Facebook? If that's you, if that's me, then that's, your relationship isn't healthy with social media. So maybe you need to give it up for a little bit. Like Beth said, and like you've been saying, Stephanie, it's, social media is not a bad thing in and of itself. There's a lot of people doing great things. There's people we've been connected to. There's good motivational stuff on there too. But do you feel pressure to post on social media every day? Does it affect your family times? Like, are you, when you're spending time with your kids, you're like, oh, everybody, we got to get into this pose to take this picture so I can make this post about what we're doing right now. Is it affecting your real life? Because that crosses the boundary of not being healthy anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
That's so true. Yeah, the posting, that makes me laugh because I think about how I've done that where you want to curate this perfect moment and then you're being really rude to your kids.
Yeah. Like was a perfect moment, but then they like blinked. Yes. I've done it too.
I ruined it because I got grumpy about people not posing for my perfect photo.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I mean, I think you're so right, Corey. If you check your relationships and they're all going well, like if they're healthy, you know, your relationship with God, your spouse, if you're married, and kids, if you have kids, or friends, family, whoever you're in relationships with, if they're healthy, then maybe you have an okay relationship with social media. But mine weren't healthy. And my husband was noticing me being on my phone too much.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, you know what? My marriage is more important than any of what I'm doing on my social media account. Like, that's way more important than anything I could do online. So I think that's a great litmus test. Like, how are my relationships? And then if they're healthy, maybe you're good. And if not, I think you're right, Beth. I mean, yes, first thing should be social media. Like, let me cut that out and see. You can always do like a week trial. Like, it doesn't have to be a month or, you know, months long. It doesn't have to be super long. It could be a week and just see how you feel. See if your phone tries to go, like your thumb tries to go to where it was on your phone. That is when it's kind of creepy. You realize you're auto-programmed, like your body tries to go there with your thumb or whatever finger you use to tap. So I don't know. I think that's a good challenge for anybody maybe wanting to just try it out and see what life is like without social media for a little bit. And then, you know, maybe you'll get rid of it, or maybe you'll just have better boundaries in place. I know a lot of people who just show up certain days, and I did that for a little while. That definitely helped. So I think anybody listening, just kind of getting really honest with yourself, like, how is my relationship? Do I need to just take a little week-long break, see how I feel? And then maybe take that time you would have been on social media and journal about it and see, like, should I be on here? And what boundaries do I need to put in place? Something I'm trying right now with my phone is not checking like texts or email or anything except for 3 times a day, like 3 predetermined times.
That would be so hard.
Yes, it's unbelievably hard and reveals that my phone is an idol, which I know it has been and I'm working on it, but this is like really showing me. So I would do that challenge to anybody too. If you're really brave, get really crazy with it and hardly check your phone for a few days and see like, okay, God, what do you want to show me? Because when we get silent in those moments without our phone, you're going to hear his voice probably louder than you have in a while. At least that's the case so for true. Me.
So true. I think those are great takeaways to end things on. I just want to share one resource, not even a resource, but if you haven't watched The Social Dilemma, check it out. It's crazy. Just the psychology of it all. And the last thing I want to close with is just to remind you guys that life is not a popularity contest. And I think that the most important work that we do is often unseen as moms, as dads, in our marriages. Everything that we do that really truly matters, being in God's word, it's unseen. And so you don't need to be seen by the masses to make an impact. And so, I just want to leave you guys with that.
That is so good.
Well, there you have it, friends. I hope you enjoyed this special chat with Bethany Corey from the Millennial Mission Podcast. The links are in the show notes to connect with them and check out their podcast. And yeah, I hope this talk, this chat with the three of us trying to figure it out right alongside you was encouraging and inspiring. And just remember, like Bethany ended the conversation, life is not a popularity contest, and so much of what we do, especially as moms, is hidden. And remember that work, that hidden work, matters so much. And God sees you. He sees your faithfulness. And keep going, mama friend. I'm so glad you hung out with us today on the podcast, and I will chat with you again very soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Mom's Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in today, friend. I'm so grateful for you. Let's connect on my email list. Go to bit.ly/monthly happy mail and we can be email besties. What do you think?
Yeah.
Thanks for being here. Have a joy-filled day. Bye for now.
Bye for now.